Hey, it's Marilyn at the Gawler Fringe. I'm with me are the Rickety Chicks, Tess and Jan. Hi, Tess.
Hi.
Hi.
They've just entertained the crowd for roughly 45 minutes with a beautiful collection of songs. Very, very enjoyable. Do you ever fight over what you're going to put into the...
No, we love playing together because we agree on almost everything. We know what we're capable of doing and songs we think we can do well. And look, if a song doesn't work, we scrap it. I mean, one of us might like it, but we've got so many songs now. We've been playing together for at least 7 years, we reckon. So we probably have about 100 songs, don't we, all up?
Probably more.
When did you get together? 7 years ago, but how did this happen?
It was just by luck. We had been to a Celtic music session, and Tess was there with a little pink ukulele, and I had my little yellow one. And we discovered that we both lived in Gawler. So we thought, we better get together. And then we realised we could sing as well.
Yeah, we both originally played other instruments, but we both were starting to learn at the same time, and we thought, well, it'd be fun to get together and do a few songs. And then our first performance in public was at the Gawler Country Music Club, and a man there heard us and mentioned something about Rickety Chicks, and I said, that's a good name for us.
Was he being a bit insulting there?
When I tell him that now, he doesn't remember, and he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed, but we think it's lovely.
Well, I heard a couple of people that when you finished your gig, they were saying, that they were great, weren't they? And what an apt name. And this lady said, I could join them.
Well, we don't want any more members.
No, a duo, two is enough for a duet. Yeah. Yes.
We tried once with three, but then it's so hard to get together for rehearsals. And
absolutely,
we're very flexible. So some weeks we don't practice. Other weeks, you know, we do. But, yeah, we can change times, and it's just so easy, really.
Your voices blend together beautifully. I mean, I was sitting there watching you, and I'm thinking, there's nothing rickety about these two at all. So it was funny.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it was funny when that lady said, oh, that name is so suitable, isn't it?
Some people confuse us with the Dixie Chicks, but we're nothing like them. They're about half our age, probably.
Tess, I know you have a jazz program on a couple of radio stations. I was sort of almost expecting you to sing jazz.
Yes, well, a lot of people say that. It's just that, to be honest, a lot of jazz songs are quite difficult, and the ukulele, which we decided we wanted to play ukuleles, really, it just doesn't really... It's too hard to play some of those songs. We have got a few jazzy songs in our repertoire, but we just decided more country kind of folky songs suit the ukulele better.
And that has a wide appeal, I think.
Yes. Yes. Lots of choices.
Yes.
Material to sing, you know, and play. So that's one.
But I'm in another duo as well, and we do a broader range of songs.
What's
too.
What's that one called?
That one's called Touché.
Oh,
yes, because there's two of us, a bit of a pun. And we'll be playing tomorrow in the Gawler Fringe.
Sounds excellent. Are you turning up anywhere else, Jan?
Not for the Fringe, no.
No, not for the Fringe, but you are involved with another band as well.
Other bands, actually.
Ladies, spread it around.
Yeah, it's all good fun, you know, keeps us going, keeps the brain active, lots of social interaction.
What did you think of the Silver Beats?
Oh, they're great. I think it's great that they can all get together and...
I just watched them making their way on stage. There was some on walkers. Rickety Chicks would have worked, but they had some guys in there as well. A lot of them had to be helped up and down the steps.
Well, I know that feeling because last year I did the show with a broken knee and a broken shoulder, and I had to be sort of virtually lifted up onto the stage, and I had to sit down on a special chair, to keep my bad shoulder sort of rested. But anyway, fortunately this year I'm able-bodied, but I still had to be helped up on the stage. My knee's still not 100%.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with your voice.
No, that's
thank
right.
you.
We can keep that going.
Yeah, and when these Silver Beats started singing, I forgot all about their infirmities.
That's right.
I thought they just went together really well.
It's great for a group of women and men to be able to do that together. I think it's great.
It's good. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and all the best in your futures.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.